This is Vision for Christ World, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. Many people have the idea that if you are sexually active, you cannot also be a true Christian. So long as that sexual activity is contained within marriage, God is in favor of sex, since He is the creator of humans and their inherent sexuality. Just as a laser beam is a highly concentrated, highly focused beam of light, so God designed fulfilling sex to be focused tightly as a laser within marriage. Hebrews 13:4 explains, marriage should be honored by everyone, and every marriage should be kept pure between husband and wife. God will judge guilty those who commit sexual sins and adultery. Father God, let me show everyone who you really are and reveal your only Son, Jesus Christ, to those who are listening. Praying in the name of Jesus, amen. You may contact us through our website, visionforchristworld.com/contact. The Bible has quite a lot to say about sex and its use. Sex and marriage are very important to God since it is symbolic of Himself being united with all true Christians in a wedding ceremony taking place in heaven in the future. Revelation 19:6-9 gives us a mere glimpse into the festivities. Hallelujah! For the Lord our God, the All-Powerful, reigns. Let us rejoice and exult and give Him glory, because the wedding celebration of the Lamb has come, and His bride has made herself ready. She was permitted to be dressed in bright, clean, fine linen, for the fine linen is the righteous deeds of the saints. Then the angel said to me, write the following: blessed are those who are invited to the banquet at the wedding celebration of the Lamb. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, the first 9 verses, reads like this. You asked if it is better for a man not to have any sexual relations at all. But sexual sin is a danger, so each man should enjoy his own wife, and each woman should enjoy her own husband. The husband should give his wife what she deserves as his wife, and the wife should give her husband what he deserves as her husband. The wife does not have power over her own body. Her husband has the power over her body. And the husband does not have power over his own body. His wife has the power over his body. Do not refuse to give your bodies to each other, but you might both agree to stay away from sex for a while so that you can give your time to prayer. Then come together again so that Satan will not be able to tempt you in your weakness. I say this only to give you permission to be separated for a time. It is not a rule. I wish everyone could be like me, but God has given each person a different ability. Now for those who are not married and for the widows, I say this. It is good for you to stay single like me, but if you cannot control your body, then you should marry. It is better to marry than to burn with sexual desire. God really takes sexual sins seriously. I am not saying people nowadays should be killed for immoral sex, but this Old Testament passage shows us how God views these issues. Here's Leviticus 20, 10-16. If any of you men have sex with the wife of another man, both you and the woman will be put to death. Having sex with one of the wives of your father disgraces him, so both you and the woman will be put to death, just as you deserve. It is not natural to have sex with your daughter-in-law, and both of you will be put to death just as you deserve. It is disgusting for men to have sex with one another, and those who do will be put to death just as they deserve. It is not natural for a man to marry both a mother and her daughter, and so all three of them will be burned to death. If any of you have sex with an animal, both you and the animal will be put to death just as you deserve. Thinking about having sex outside of marriage, Matthew 5:28, Jesus is speaking here. I tell you that if a man looks at a woman and wants to sin sexually with her, he has already committed that sin with her in his mind. Talking about doing sinful things, Matthew 15:19, again Jesus speaking, "But the bad things people say with their mouth come from the way they think, and that is what can make people wrong. All these bad things begin in the mind: evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual sins, stealing, lying, and insulting people." Christians are to use their body for Jesus, not various sexual encounters. 1 Corinthians 6:15-20, "Now God indeed raised the Lord, and he will raise us by his power. Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ? Should I take the members of Christ and make them members of a prostitute? Never. Or do you not know that anyone who is united with a prostitute is one body with her? For it is said, the two will become one flesh, but the one united with the Lord is one spirit with him. Flee sexual immorality. Every sin a person commits is outside of the body, but the immoral person sins against his own body. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own, for you were bought at a price? Therefore, glorify God with your body." Revelation 21:6-8, "The one on the throne said to me, 'It is finished. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give free water from the spring of the water of life to anyone who is thirsty. All those who win the victory will receive all this, and I will be their God and they will be my children. But those who are cowards, those who refuse to believe, those who do terrible things, those who kill, those who sin sexually, those who do evil magic, those who worship idols, and those who tell lies, they will all have a place in the lake of burning sulfur. This is the second death." Proverbs chapter 5 gives us a taste of the wisdom of Solomon to his young adult son. The young man is starting to be attracted to women, and the man needs some good fatherly advice on sex. This advice can be reversed for our female listeners today. Just replace the word woman with man and son to daughter, and any female allurements to being attractive features of a man. So both sexes can benefit from this sound biblical advice. "My son, pay attention to my wisdom. Listen carefully to my wise counsel. For the lips of an immoral woman are as sweet as honey, and her mouth is smoother than oil. But in the end, she is as bitter as poison. Stay away from her. Drink water from your own well. Share your love only with your wife. Why spill the water of your springs in the streets, having sex with just anyone? You should reserve it for yourselves. Never share it with strangers. Let your wife be a fountain of blessing for you. Rejoice in the wife of your youth. She is a loving deer, a graceful doe. Let her breasts satisfy you always. May you always be captivated by her love. Why be captivated, my son, by an immoral woman, or fondle the breasts of a promiscuous woman? For the Lord sees clearly what a man does, examining every path he takes. An evil man is held captive by his own sins. They are ropes that catch and hold him. He will die for lack of self-control. He will be lost because of his great foolishness." Now jump ahead a couple of chapters. Proverbs 7 gives more sexual advice for a young person coming of age to be interested in the opposite sex. This ancient text is written as a wise father talking to his son, but it could equally be understood in most modern cultures as advice to young women about the sexual trickery and craftiness of some men seeking to sexually entrap women, only for their own pleasure at the expense of the woman. Here is Proverbs 7. "Follow my advice, my son. Always treasure my commands. Obey my commands and live. Guard my instructions as you guard your own eyes. Tie them on your fingers as a reminder. Write them deep within your heart. Love wisdom like a sister. Make insight a beloved member of your family. Let them protect you from an affair with an immoral woman, from listening to the flattery of a promiscuous woman. While I was at the window of my house looking through the curtain, I saw some naive young men, and one in particular who lacked common sense. He was crossing the street near the house of an immoral woman, strolling down the path by her house. It was at twilight in the evening, as deep darkness fell. The woman approached him, seductively dressed and sly of heart. She was the brash, rebellious type, never content to stay at home. She is often in the streets and markets, soliciting at every corner. She threw her arms around him and kissed him, and with a brazen look she said, "I have just made my peace offerings and fulfilled my vows. You are the one I was looking for. I came out to find you, and here you are. My bed is spread with beautiful blankets, with colored sheets of Egyptian linen. I have perfumed my bed with myrrh, aloes, and cinnamon. Come, let's drink our fill of love until the morning. Let's enjoy each other's caresses, for my husband is not home. He's away on a long trip. He has taken a wallet full of money with him and won't return until later this month." So she seduced him with her pretty speech and enticed him with her flattery. He followed her at once, like an ox going to the slaughter. He was like a stag caught in a trap, awaiting the arrow that would pierce its heart. He was like a bird flying into a snare, little knowing it would cost him his life. So listen to me, my sons, and pay attention to my words. Do not let your hearts stray away toward her. Do not wander down her wayward path, for she has been the ruin of many. Many men have been her victims. Her house is the road to the grave. Her bedroom is the den of death. Now let me pray for you. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to pray and ask to be granted repentance that leads to life by God, and to repent of their sins, truly turning away from sin, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe in you, Jesus, and have eternal, never-ending life, starting today, by having personal, saving faith in you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Our Vision for Christ broadcast began as a shortwave broadcast from a Florida radio facility to sub-Saharan Africa. This is still our primary audience. We have since expanded to Asia and Europe on AM medium wave radio, FM local area radio, as well as shortwave radio. Our website address, visionforchristworld.com. You may contact us through our website, visionforchristworld.com/contact. Our website works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. You can listen to past, present, and future programs there. Just click on Programs at the top of the page. Also, Pastor Terry Priestap and his wife Jean have written many Bible blog articles to help you in your Christian life. That website address, visionforchristworld.com. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in personal saving faith. I will leave you today with this text from 1 Corinthians 10:13 on resisting sexual temptation once you have become a Christian. No trial has overtaken you that is not faced by others, and God is faithful. He will not let you be tried beyond what you are able to bear, but with the trial will also provide a way out, so that you may be able to endure it.